Blog Talk Radio.
My motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas.
Fuck them other niggas. And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the nigga down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got it, yo?
Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga got kicked, my nigga got weight. My nigga fronting me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak. My nigga get a plate. I'm still here and listen. My nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit. My nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch. My nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But I want enough room cause I kill my nigga. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga. What's going on, everybody? What's popping? You know what time it is. It is time for Pillow Talk Radio. What's happening? You got your boy Fat Man up in here live from Las Vegas, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's having a good weekend. I had a wonderful weekend. I don't know about you. You know what I'm saying? And with no further ado, I want to introduce y'all to the hottest BBW on the West Coast, y'all. Here she is, Miss G Spot. What's going on, Gina?
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's going on with you? What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. Can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Another weekend, another Sunday, another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody that's been listening to us, you know what I'm saying, through the week. You know, we get a lot of archived listens through the week, so a lot of you guys that's sitting at work that's supposed to be working, y'all listening to us on your PC and on your phone and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So our stats right now is, like, through the roof. You know, we're being heard. And like I said, Sydney, Australia, you know, England, United Kingdom, all those places like that, you know what I'm saying? So so big shout-out to everybody that's been listening, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing real good, Gina. We're doing real good, sweetie. What about yourself?
I'm doing really good, just, you know, taking care of business, getting everything planned for this new show that's coming up May 10th at the Geisha House. You know, just doing my thing, on the grind, hustling like always. You know how I do it.
Right. Okay. All right. You sound like you're on the move now.
Oh, you know I always am.
Yeah, you sound like you're on the move now. You know what I'm saying? So. So y'all make sure y'all look out for Gina. She may be rolling right past you. You never know, and everything like that. So big shout out to Gina and LBPPWs, you know what I'm saying, everybody out there, all my BBWs, BHMs, you know what I'm saying, everybody in the Thick Nation, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to y'all. We hope y'all listening and enjoying the show. I see a lot of numbers and the switchboard and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I know me and Gina, we've been talking through the week as we do always, you know what I'm saying? We always chit-chat and everything, see what each other is doing and stuff like that. So we came up with a topic that may wow everybody. It may or may not, you know what I'm saying? This topic is kind of, you know, it's not new to me, you know what I'm saying? But tonight's topic is, oh, my God, my girlfriend has a girlfriend.
What do you know about that, Batman? What do you know about that?
Wait a minute. Let me say this again, all right? Tonight's topic, for everybody that's just logging on and just, you know, tuning in, if you can't get it, you know, make sure you go to my page on Facebook. We've posted it up on the page. On the Facebook group and everything like that. Okay, so like I said, tonight's topic is, oh, my God, my girlfriend has a girlfriend. Okay? Maybe I should let somebody else, because this is nothing new to me. This is not a surprise. That's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like when I was told that, it was kind of like, really? You got a girlfriend? Yeah, well, yeah, I got one too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was never like, oh, my God, you know what I'm saying, or a shock or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know how men would take it. I would think that men would, oh, I do? I have a lot of background noise? Oh, that's because I'm in an empty-ass room, and it's sitting in the other one and everything, so... So, anyway, like I said, I don't know how men would take it. No, do I? No, I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing. I can't hear you whispering. So anyway, I don't know. Someone else tell me, you know, how do they feel about a girlfriend, your girlfriend having a girlfriend? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I already posed the question to somebody, and Little Jamaica says that it would be cheating no matter what. He's like, well, how would you feel if I had a dude? I would be cheating, right? And I say, yeah. He's like, I said some to some guy. You know, he's like, he posed the question to me, the same thing. Okay. So if I asked him, I said, how do you feel about it? If you knew that I had a girlfriend, would that be a turn on to you, or would that be cheating to you? And he said it would be cheating. He's like, well, how would you feel if you found out that I had a boyfriend? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that would be gross. It would be, yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, if we're going to get technical, if that's the case, then that means you're bisexual. That don't mean you're cheating. That means you're bisexual. That means you like dudes, and that means you like women. In women cases, you like women, and you like dudes. You know what I'm saying? So if I meet you, Gina, and you say, well, hey, yeah, I feel you, fat. We go get together and kick it and blah, 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 blah. But by the way, I do have a girlfriend. Okay? That's letting me know what's going on up front. You know what I'm saying? And this and the other. So then I have the option to go, oh, all right then. Well, then I'll holler back and this and the other. And you go on to do your girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. Or I have the option to go, okay, really?
Huh. Okay. Now, but what if you and I were already dating? You and I were already dating, and you didn't know that I had a girlfriend on the side. And all of a sudden, I pop up with a girlfriend. Now, would that be cheating, or would that be a turn on to you?
Well, actually, you know who you're talking to.
I think we need another male in this conversation because I do know who
remember who you're talking to. Of course you can look at it as, you know, you're cheating and a turn on. My question is, am I not turning you on? What am I doing wrong? Am I not hitting it right or this, that, and the other? But if you come out and tell me that, yo, I hit it, but I'm bisexual, I just didn't know how you would take it, it's a different story. Different story than I just got a girlfriend and this, that, and the other. And, you know, that's kind of like, you know, I kissed a girl and I liked it. So you kept on kissing her. But if this is something that you've been doing before you met me, and this is a part of you, that this is you, I don't know. But you know me, that shit turns me on anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
'cause you dirty, that's why.
You know what I mean? That shit turns me on anyway. Big shout out to my man, Vargas Ali out there in the United Kingdom. They got us locked in again, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know. So, like I said, if y'all got any questions, answers, any comments, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Press the 1 button. Let me know that you're in the queue, and we will answer your questions, let you answer on this question. What would you do if your girlfriend had a girlfriend? Actually, me, it would be like invite her over. I ain't even gonna lie. It's gonna be like, for real? Okay then. All right then, yeah. Invite her over, you know what I'm saying? And we going to make sure that we give her VIP when she get here. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live, y'all. This is Pillow Talk Radio. My girl G-Spot. Fat Man. Let's go.
Like a worm, getting love from the ladies and the thugs. I'm just trying to get this partaker on, so this could be a night to remember. Ladies looking so damn alive. About 10 of them have caught my eye. I might show them the time of their life, 'cause it's a special party tonight.
Everybody in my party. No mugs, they're just trying to get their cups filled up with that juice that makes you wanna, 'cause the mood is so right in here. Ladies ain't been tripping at all, she's been promising them draws gon' fall. I might love her at
front of all of y'all. Cause it's on my party, I can do what I want to.
Everybody in my party is VIP.
Everybody in my party, y'all.
We gon' sip champagne for free.
And we gon' sip champagne.
Fuck around, care. My new lady says she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Plus I got another over there. She been wanting to be with me. Got her in her underwear. Gave her what she want, now she need me. I got more of that coming of her soul. Lingerie all up in my room. I'ma make this toast to that one girl I love. I still smell her perfume. No for another. No for another. No for another. Numbing up. Since you've been away, love is getting in my head. In my head. In my head. In my head. For love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A.
M.I.A.
M.I.A. On love, on love. My new lady says she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Told me that she loved me, yeah. I just give them the scenery. They won't ever compare to the one who still got it. I call her up, but she won't answer. And she knows what I'm looking for. And she knows what I'm looking for. For me, yeah. She took away her. Now I'm M.I.A.
M.I.A.
M.I.A. On love, on love. In my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her love.
Happy Rolling Stone, missus. Still trying to deal with you. Loving too much, Ilya Blue. And I ain't played Sigma, I'm up.
Real nigga, giving feelings just ain't me. The more attention you give them, the more options they seek. Talk is cheap, knew I should've kept the receipt. She say she loyal, but all bitches gon' talk in the streets. So I play it, all it is game. As I hit another paper plane, I'm in my
head. Love is sitting in my head, in my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. Fuck around, care.
You got the fat man back up in here with my girl G Spot. You know what I'm saying? Pillow Talk Radio. That was my man Omarion, M.I.A. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Gina? Where you at?
I'm right here, honey. I'm right here.
Okay, okay, okay.
We've been having a roundtable conversation. No, I'm having a roundtable conversation with my LBPPWs, and so I posed the question. So, what if your dude, all of a sudden came home and said, "Guess what? I got a dude. Is he bisexual or is he now gay?" And I had one bisexual and one say gay, straight up gay. So
okay.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I think the question that we posed is, "Oh my God, my girlfriend's got a girlfriend." But I took it as, you know, what if she all of a sudden came home and you didn't know she was bisexual and just came home and said, "Well, you know, let me break it down to you. This is what's going on. I got a girlfriend."
Okay.
And you find out, is it a turn on or is it cheating?
Okay. Depending on the man and how secure he is. And how insecure he is. Now, me personally, which I'm always the guinea pig and then said the other and everything. Been there, done that, had that happen. You got to understand, people, I've been writing a book about this and people think I've been bullshitting and this, that, and the other. When you're a real BHM, you live a certain lifestyle. There's a certain lifestyle that you live. Being a plus-size BBW woman, man, things, we don't live the same lifestyle as everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Me being in, huh?
Why not?
Why
What's
not?
What's different about our lifestyle? What's different about our lifestyle as to a regular-sized person lifestyle?
Well, First of all, we can't fit into what a regular-sized person fit into. We don't be accepted like a regular-sized person is accepted. Society already has a strike against us because we are large people. So society already thinks we smell, we stink, we're no good, we're lethargic, we're lazy, we're this, we're that, we're this, that, and the other. So we already got several strikes against us. So this is why I say our lifestyle is different from a big person's lifestyle. We didn't wake up one morning going, I'm going to put on 300 pounds and walk around and see what that shit is like. I've been like this all my life. It's just now that I've chosen to get healthy and lose the weight. Now, I've had people get mad at me because I'm losing weight because now they're saying I'm contradicting what I'm promoting. And no, I'm not contradicting what I'm promoting because I'm still a big person. I just want to be healthy. I just want to live. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, back to what I was saying. Being a BHM, a big man like myself, it's a different lifestyle than a regular small man and everything. Let's keep it 600. People may not think so, and a lot of women may not think so. There's a lot of women out there that find men my size very, very, very sexy. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, also, being in the entertainment business, doing music, things like that, and everything, just because I don't drive a Bentley and just because I don't have a fat-ass bank account and a large mansion don't mean that I ain't never lived the lifestyle of a rock star.
Right.
Okay. So I've been accustomed to two women, living with two women, dating two women, things like that. So when it was brought to my attention, to me, yeah, it was a turn on. It's like, really?
Right.
How long has this been going
and
on?
See, And see, for me, I've been married 26 years out of my life in committed relationships where I was faithful to my mate, even though, yes, I've been married four times, but I was still in committed long-term relationships. So to me, it's cheating. To me, it doesn't end this or buts. I don't care if you're making out with a dog or if you're making out with a person of the same sex or the opposite sex. Cheating is cheating. So, yeah, it's weird. It's weird that we're both on opposite sides of the fence.
But what if, what if you're not married to the person?
Well, I still, if you're in a committed relationship where you guys have already made that decision to be exclusive, it's still cheating. I don't care if you're not married or not. I don't care if it's a piece of paper signed or not. If you're in a relationship with that person, then, yeah, it's cheating. Cheating is cheating, no matter what sex it is that you're cheating with.
So you're basically telling me if you've been liking women and all of a sudden you started dating me and this, that, and the other, you're not going to let me know that you're going to have that craving for a woman? You're not going to let me know you're going to have that touch for a woman again? You may not now, later on down the road or anything like that there. You would want me to be understanding about that. Because first thing, a woman is...
Let me finish.
Because when a woman expresses herself, they expect a man to accept everything and understand. So when you tell me that, you're going to want me to be understanding and this, that, and the other, whether if it's in the beginning or ending or middle or whatever, you know, because whether you hide it or whatever, it's still, you still like women. So if I go, oh, okay, well, when the fuck this happened and how the fuck and this, that, and the other, then you're going to go, okay, then, damn, wrong timing. I shouldn't have said nothing, this, that, and the other. But that still ain't going to, you still got that monkey on your back.
Right. But see, this is the thing, is like you know, you and I have had one-on-one conversations about different issues and whatnot. I try and be as honest as I possibly can with the person that I'm involved with, even if I have to tell them something that might hurt their feelings, but I try to always be honest because I don't like secrets and bullshit and drama to come up later on down the road. So it's better to be, like you say, 600 right up off the bat. You know, don't hide none of that shit. So, you know, in my situation, if I, you know, decided that, you know, I might be interested in the opposite sex, I mean, of course, I'm going to be upfront and tell him beforehand, you know, hey, I'm just letting you know I haven't yet, but this is what I've felt, or, you know, the desire is there, or whatever, but I can't speak for all women because not all women are as honest as I am.
Right, now, if you could, I mean, even if you came at me like that, and you're going, hey, look, I'm really thinking, and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, then, because that's going to be a turn-on, too, because now you're sharing your inner thought with me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, I hope there's some fellas out there listening. So, you know, fellas, y'all got to understand, sometimes you got to let your woman be a woman. I know you got to have boundaries and this, that, and the other, and everything like that, but women are explorers just like men are. They think like we do. They just don't say it. They just don't say it. We men, we say it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and be saying something and shit like that. So you got to let a woman be able to tell you her inner thoughts and this and the other without sudden reactions, because then she won't ever, ever, ever tell you shit again.
Agreed.
Am I right, G?
Very true. You hit it on the dot, because if you can't share your feelings and your wants, your desires with the person that you're in a committed relationship with, then why the hell are you even there? Why are you even wasting your time or your breath? And if the other person isn't willing to open up his ears or her ears and listen and take in what you're saying and take it into consideration, then why even bother? Yeah, I mean, of course.
Right. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. I think we got a call here, 5860-841. Who is this? You got Pillow Talk.
Oh, I mean... Hello?
Hello?
My bad, dude. I got a house full of people. I'm on the internet. I'm talking to my daughter. I'm doing all kind of stuff. What up, though?
What?
Leave me alone, girl.
What's doing it?
I got my daughter be in my ear like, why didn't she ain't talk to me all day because I'm on the radio. She want me to make Kool-Aid. Ain't nothing. She got arms.
Okay.
When I gave birth to her, she had arms. But back to the question. You know, fat man, I had a situation with this the other day, and the question was posed that if you were a woman and you wouldn't have a sex change, would you still expect your man to sleep with you as a man because he loved you?
We tell it we heard that all the way over here. You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wow, that's deep.
So if you had this woman, think about the scenario. If you had this woman who's like to sleep with other men, other women. So she may be the butch chick. She just might be a film. It's, you know, it's films, and it's what they call them, studs.
Right.
So if you got two films, them the pretty bitches. But still one of them is the driver. One of them likes to give it, and one of them likes to receive it. The science of, you know, the shit, the lesbianism. But if you got a chick that's a film, but she likes to be the giver, somewhere in her mind, she likes to lay dick. You know?
Okay.
Somewhere in her mind, she really wants to be a man.
Right.
So if this same person comes to you and say, okay, I no longer want to be a man, a woman, I want to be a man, do you still want to be with me?
Oh, nah. I holler in peace. You know what I'm saying? Because look here, it's only one star to show up in here, sweetie, and this, that, and the other. And like they say back in the day, two dicks don't stick. So, you know, we ain't even gonna go there. I don't know.
That's what
no
I come
room.
To do to you, fat man. I come to blow you away every time. You know, ain't nothing changed.
I hear you. I don't know, Gina.
Gina, what do you feel as a woman? Go, come on, Gina. Give it to me. I know you're gonna give it to me straight.
You know, to me, if you're in a relationship, if you are in a relationship, and I don't care if you have. You know, sex with the opposite sex or sex with the same sex. It's cheating. It's just cheating to me. I don't see any difference.
Cheat.
Whether you're a man, a woman, and you're hooking up with a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. It's still cheating.
It's still cheating because it's the heart that has to cheat. That has to be in your nature. But you know what, devil's advocate? You have to look at the societies that have polygamy. So is it cheating when you have a bunch of wives and the wives sleep together? Are they cheating? Because, everybody want to be African culture. If we go African culture, it's like that for real. So if you get the families like the Mormons and that live in Utah and stuff, they got a bunch of women. You think them women who were sitting up waiting on all the men, waiting on that one man all the time, they getting down. They ain't got no panties on in them long dresses.
Listen, you got the fat man G spot up in here, and of course we got my girl Ella all the way from Detroit, Michigan period, y'all. We gonna get into pay some bills. We'll be right back, y'all, with more Pillow Talk Radio. Oh my God, my girlfriend has a girlfriend.
This is another DJ Amen world premiere.
Young California.
Young California.
Charisma.
Amen.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bye bye. Chitty chitty
bye bye. I made a detour out of the game when I was hustling crack. Made a couple of dollars, made a little bit of change, never looked back. You can find me at the shooting range, practicing busting gaps. Warner vocal booth in the studio, busting rap. With some gold on my body off Carlos Rossi, I'm sloppy. I treat my luxury scraper like a Bugatti, Lottie Dottie. She like the party off Molly Bacardi, let her get naughty. A hottie up in the lobby, she stopped me. She said, 40 water, where you about to be? I said, follow me, bitch, room 223. You got to pay me no attention. That's how I do when you're born and raised in the B, Northern Cali, Silicon Valley.
Your baby come mama on. Love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Hey nigga, yeah, make it happen. Turn it on, ratchet, dead chick under my arm. Make your chick look every big bitch, yeah, big ol' ass poking like a cactus. And she got that face that belongs up in a beauty pageant. It's your boy, Juicy J, trippin', I gorilla pimp. Falling hard every day, ratchet bitches can resist. I stay left into the bank, but my dough ain't funny. I run out of breath before I run out of money. Let I pop a pill, that's foreplay. Now I'm all in her face like Olay. I'm like, okay, I kill a pussy like OJ. When I'm finished with your woman, she gon' think we sold.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 You wanna be around a winner.
A winner.
Say you only had a few niggas.
A few of them.
Girl, I'm just being honest.
Honest.
I know what you want and he's not it.
Not it.
I'm off the shits and I'm with it.
With it, man.
They can stop us, we gon' get it.
Get it, man.
I'm just being honest.
Honest.
I know what she want and he's not it. That's why
your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Hey man. That's who it is, man. That's who we listening to. That's who we in the mix with. And you know who I am. I'm E-40. DJ A-Man, what's happening with your boy?
Young California.
Young California.
Young California.
DJ A-Man.
Charisma.
Hey. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Little Jamaica. They say that's his favorite song and shit, so I had to, you know, drop that for him and this, that, and the other. You got the fat man up in here with G-Spot, you know what I'm saying? It's Pillow Talk Radio, you know what I mean? And we were talking earlier. You there, G-Spot? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, we were talking earlier about, you know, my girl, have a girlfriend, this and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I'm saying. So we kind of looked at it as, you know, either being bisexual, something like that, you know what I mean. But my thing is, as long as you can keep up in the lines of communication, you know, anything can be worked out and discussed. You know, that's just my personal opinion because I've done it before. Now, the question that I'm posing right now, because then we've been talking about being sexual with one another and having sex with a partner and everything like this, you know what I'm saying? And the thing of, you know, in 2014, of course, we have people, we make up, we break up, we this, we that, we, you know, we get with that person and then break up from that person and come back and everything like this. Now, check this out. I pose this question to the fellas. This is what I want to know, and if there's any fellas out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, you let me know if I'm right or wrong. If you and your woman break up and y'all hook up again sexually and you notice that she didn't learn some new things, do you A, say something? Hold on. Hold on, let me finish. Do you A, say something? Do you B, keep it to yourself? Or do you see, just sit back and enjoy it and shit and just go, hey, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that's the question I'm posing. Anybody got an answer to that, hit me at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. wait. Yo, Ella, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, man. I got
okay.
I'm working on this project called Thug Culture, and I'm trying to show my husband, my son, my nephew is making all these pictures, and he's about to make me blow a gasket, because every time I tell him something, he go create it.
Okay.
Kind of scary.
Okay, did you hear the new question that I posed? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you was bringing
okay.
me back on.
Okay. All right, hold on. Okay.
This is like
right,
a beehive
ahead.
Right
listen.
Now.
Hold on.
No, I got you.
Listen, okay. Gina,
yes,
what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Well, being that it has happened to me in the past, that was, it only happened one time with one ex. And the answer was, hot damn, did you want some new porn or something? What the fuck just happened to me? Because I can't walk. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I think it's funny that when you have sex with somebody and
mm-hmm.
you have sex with somebody else, I think your sex techniques tend to change and vary sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it is possible. It is possible, that's for
mm-hmm.
sure. But, yeah, I mean, that was my reaction. Or
okay,
my reaction
okay.
to me.
Now, okay, so then a man thinks, you know, okay, well, then maybe I never really took you there.
Right. Right. And then that was the topic of the conversation afterward. I mean, the initial reaction was hot damn. The next conversation after, you know, clothes went back on and whatnot, it was like, well, how come we didn't ever do it like that? Or what happened? Or, you know, how is it that things have improved so much more now? And,
right.
you know, then you have to get into the whole situation of, well, it got boring, it got stale, it did this, it did the other, so, you know. But, yeah,
okay.
I've experienced
okay.
that. I have.
Okay. So it got boring, it got stale. Because women are funny about spontaneity, women are funny about sexuality, period. So it's kind of like a man is kind of really most constantly waiting, because if we make or be too, sometimes we can be too aggressive, and y'all like, well, damn, okay, you know, everything, all right, you know, is that all that's on your mind, and you hit us with that shit. You
no, know what I'm well, saying? I don't know so, about other women, but that's not me.
So when is it? I think anytime we're supposed to be spontaneous, anytime, but I mean, but damn, do we
all
have to start setting a time and place and all that shit?
No, of course. I mean, you know, then you go into the whole thing of, like, role play and keeping it, you know, fun and keeping it new and keeping it fresh. I mean, I don't care if you're
mm-hmm.
a year into it or you're 10 years into it. If you don't, you know, come up with new things to keep things alive in your relationship, especially sexually, then you might
right.
as well just throw in the towel because, I mean, yeah, things will get boring, you know, the same position,
right.
the same techniques, the same everything all the time. Fuck that shit. Drag your man out to the middle of the damn desert and fuck the shit out of him in the back of the car, or fuck, take a blanket and do it right there on the damn ground in the middle of the desert under a moonlight. Do something, you know what I mean? Spice it up. Don't, you know, let shit get boring. I don't care if he comes home tired from work every damn day. You know, initiate stuff. We as women we have such an imagination. And
right.
some guys do too, but mostly it's the women. We have such, you know, imagination. We're such sexual beasts ourselves that it kind of is left up to us to keep things spicy in our relationship.
Yeah. Right,
you know?
Right.
I don't know. That's just the way
right.
I feel about it.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way, too. I kind of feel like if a man is even willing to meet a woman halfway on spontaneity, spiciness, the whole nine and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, even being understanding that you like women and women turns you on and things like that there, you know what I'm saying? Because we all are adults, and we
mm-hmm.
all know when you say don't, that's going to force a woman to do, you know what I'm saying? So it's best nowadays to sit and hear your woman and everything and listen to her and listen to what she's saying, not listen at her, You know what I'm saying? Because, she could be turning you she could be turning you on to that inner freak inside of her that she wants you to bring out. You know what I'm saying? But, fellas, we got to be attentive enough to listen, to hear how to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but, you know, I've run into the thing is to, you know, I've heard other women say, well, I tell him he needs to be more romantic. Well, I tell him he needs to, you know, step up his game. And I tell him, well, no, don't tell him. Teach him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Teach him. Do by example, not telling him and telling him, oh, well, you know, you're not romantic anymore and you don't do this for me anymore. And you, no, teach him. If he's not doing it, you do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Set the example. If he hasn't brought you flowers in a year, well, you know what? How the fuck do you want him to bring you flowers? Why? Why can't you go buy some flowers and take them to him? Why can't you send him something cute to work or put something in his lunchbox or something? No, this is the whole thing with, you know, couples that argue and bicker and their relationship just goes downhill. Okay, yeah, we need to communicate, but we also need to set the example. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Now, I guess this is the question. Okay, this leads into a whole bunch of other questions. But, yeah, there is, you know, we men do like an aggressive woman. We men do like a woman just like a woman wants a man to tell her everything, what he wants and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We men like the same way. We men like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's a thing of, you know, talk to me. Don't talk at me. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Look me in my eye. And talk to me just like you would want me to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is this. My thing is this, y'all. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. If you got anything to say on this topic, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. All right? You listen to Fat Man and G-Spot. Pillow Talk Radio, y'all.
Blazing R&B.
Ain't that wrong with it?
need love and affection. And I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and affection.
You got the Fat Man up in here, Philly Talk Radio, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, with my co-host, G Spot. You giving you in the building, G?
I sure am.
Okay, all right. Well, yo, we're back. A big shout-out to everybody that's been logging in and talking to us, sending us text messages and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's been rolling with us and everything. Tara brought up a good point, and we're going to bring her back. She says that the brain is the biggest sexual organ.
I agree.
Okay. You agree?
I agree.
Okay, hold on. All right. All right, Tara.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Man, it is. It's a such thing called sacrosexuality.
The brain is the hold on,
the brain is the biggest sexual organ.
Okay, the brain is the biggest sexual organ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, expound.
Because in order for anything else in the body to be stimulated, you know, it has to come from a thought. So if you're with a person and they can't provoke you to thought sexually, physically, some kind of way, you have to be stimulated mentally before you can be stimulated sexually. So if you're in a sexual relationship with someone, and even though y'all have good sex, but when y'all get out the bed, y'all got nothing to talk about, you're damaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not happy, you're fulfilled, and you're satisfied. It's just like going to the buffet. You're satisfied with eating the food, but you got to go so far to go there to get it. You have to put gas in the car, travel, find a restaurant.
Right.
But if you got your food at home, and the food, the cooking is there, and the loving is good, then you good as a whole. You know, you can have sex with anybody. You like Gina said, you can hump a dog. Or a wall, or a black chair, like what you call it, said by Mariah Carey. But what are you getting mentally? Like, what can you do for your mind? And, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons I waited so long before I got married, because I couldn't meet a man of my caliber, because I you know, how my brain. And I couldn't meet a man that would stimulate me mentally. I mean, you can't even help me financially, and you're not helping me mentally, so we just having sex.
Right.
I've evolved to the point where I can have sex by myself and leave some money on the dresser if it get like that. You know?
Right.
Because it's just that feeling. It's just that.
Mom has always got batteries.
Right. It's just that feeling when you have that orgasm and you feel so good. It's just like, yeah, it's like, and you're not going to break it down. Having an orgasm and taking the good shit is basically the same feeling. That's why your toes curl, because the part of your brain, the amygdala that controls the sex organs, is rooted in your toes. It's this thing where it goes from your brain to your toes. And when you have sex and your feet curl, and that's why. Because they're right next to each other in the brain. So that feeling is just the feeling that you'd be wanting to have a release. And and society has only taught us to get that release through sex. So if a woman come, you got a girlfriend, and she got a girlfriend, you like, well, damn, I'm going to get double sex. And watch somebody get theirs, too. I'm going to get pleasure, and I'm going to watch someone else have pleasure. So, yeah,
right.
I'm with it. But see,
It goes back to the whole thing the fat man said to me. I need to be brain fucked. You know, I need some mental stimulation, not just physical stimulation. I need to be touched and stimulated, you know, on every level, you know, not just physically.
Let me break this down to you. A woman can have five different types of orgasms: vaginal, clitoral, anal. Vaginal, clitoral. Let me look at myself. Vaginal, clitoral, oral, anal, and financial. Money make bitches come. Because you can stimulate all that other shit, but if we both hungry, we still got a problem. I don't care. Dick make you dumb. Good, like in the words of some more, good dick make you dumb, and you'll be sitting there, y'all be looking at each other like a chicken, and y'all be good. You look like the chicken on the cartoon where you looking at your homeboy, he looking like Popeyes. Y'all hungry to death, thinking how y'all gonna not eat each other, so y'all literally go eat each other, because that's all y'all got is sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
The science of the shit, the science behind the shit. If that's all that you're getting in your relationship, you're cheating yourself. Find someone who can Jedi mind fuck you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
My husband chases me around the house all day doing all kind of shit to me. Okay? He do so much shit to me that we don't even have to have regular sex, because he just fuck with me and harass me and grab me and, you know, sometimes he just grab me and kiss me for no reason. You know what I mean? So having that, I can grow in other areas of my life because I'm secure in that part.
Right.
You know? And you can only get that between two people. You're not going to get the love you need with multiple people. Everybody, however we were created in two. So there's a person out there for you. It just takes time to know yourself to be able to attract that person. Become the person that you want to attract, and that person will come.
Right.
That's law.
I agree.
That's the law of attraction. Be what you want. Be who you want to be. Who you want to be with in yourself, and that person that matches you will show up because the earth will allow it. You know, it's deeper than damn. She got a fat ass. Because when you every time you have sex with somebody, you connect your root chakras to that person's root chakras. So whatever they're going through, it attaches itself to your life. You ever fuck with somebody, and then it, you just be like, damn, why shit just happening to me? Because you picked that shit up from them. That's baggage, kinetic baggage, kinetic energy. Fucking with the wrong people. And you get with some man, and I can say for myself, I got with a man, and he didn't have nothing, and I didn't have nothing. And, you know, I go hard at what I do. Like, if you selling dope, nigga, we finna take this money. We finna sell dope, and we finna have some because I like stuff. But it would always get to the point where he would get so high, I would take him so high till he felt he didn't need me no more. And he would always kill himself off. The earth would always kill him off every single time. And it, a lot of that started in a nigga I met, and he had good dicking and made me dumb. And most of the time, the broke niggas be the ones with the good dick. Real nigga shit.
You know
he
what?
Got a
you know what?
He ain't even got the pin for the pot.
You know what? I done heard that statement before from other women. It'd be like, damn, why is it always the broke motherfuckers that got the good dick? It's like,
You know why? Because
crazy.
They're so arrogant in their dick size that they think they ain't got a way nowhere else in the world. And I just felt that. I've never thought this before. But to answer that question, their penis, because it's big and they know they can please a woman, makes them feel like they somewhere a pimp in their own mind where they can live off the resume of the dick. And he ain't got to do shit because he got a good dick. I ain't got to do shit but fuck bitches and, you know, check traps all day.
Wait a minute, Ella. You said it makes him think he can live off the resume of the dick. On that note, we going to a commercial, y'all. We going to be right back with my girl G-Spot and Tyra Tom. A resume of the dick. Okay, this song goes out to all my brothers that's trying to live off the resume of the dick, okay?
Pussy division, baby. Dollar sign. I got that good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team been getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies in them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it where the ladies at. Got some good pussy, baby. Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping off.
We ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gon' let a nigga go to work. Go to work. Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around.
And I put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good.
Good.
I'ma do it like you should.
Like you should.
Say that pussy death bro, call me should.
Ha!
Run it then beat it up.
Beat it up.
You feel it in your stomach then eat it up.
Eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Wow.
She ain't hitting her, no thing deep enough.
Ha.
I go deep,
deep.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleep.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl,
we ain't going to the bar.
Nah.
Girl, you fucking with a star.
Ha.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gon' let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go
girl,
to work.
I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around.
Hey, we could get it in the booth
right here.
Hey, or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out woo. We could get it in the booth
right here.
Or we can take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We can do it on the five of the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call the truce. That's the truth. Truthfully, you never had better.
No.
SCX is why disease like the last
letter.
Then I mass
like potatoes, I'm a cash getter. Baby glass never left.
And we ain't going to the bars. Girl, you fucking with the stars. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
You got the fat man up in here, y'all. Pillow Talk Radio Show. She said, hold on, wait a minute, because I got it smiled up in this. Ella said, we got brothers out here living off the resume of the day. Oh my God, she's
fucking. That is true. I have experienced
wait,
that too.
Hold on, G-Spot, I'm going to let you expound on that. G-Spot, is it brothers out there living off the resume of the dick?
Yes, definitely. Just because they got a big dick, they think that they run the world. They think that a bitch is going to just bow down and go, oh my God, all hail to the big dick. Yeah, I don't think so.
Wow. Okay, then. Living off the resume of the dick. Okay, then.
Real talk, Gene. If we both saying it, that means we ain't both lying. Me and Gene ain't never met. How we know it's true?
Right.
You know?
Wow. Right? Okay.
You on the pillow
okay.
talking.
And see, it's funny because my response was, I'm sorry, I ain't thirsty. You might got a big dick, but trust me, this pussy's tight enough. I ain't thirsty. See ya. Nah. Sorry,
right,
just because
right.
you got a big dick don't mean that
dumb.
I'm going to be down
sometimes,
on my knees. Mm-mm.
You know, Gina, come on now. Let's keep it 600. Sometimes it's all hell the dick. Sometimes the dick surprises you and you get it, and then you ever been fucked into a stupor? With a sex coma to follow it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the Scorpio in me, but yeah.
I'm a Scorpio
too.
Hey, Scorpio's in the building. I was born on Halloween. And I've had some more say, I know good dick. I'm telling you, my husband can fuck me into a stupor and follow it up with a sex coma. That's why I'm married. I woke up one day 3 hours later like, God damn, where did they go?
It is so funny because my boyfriend, little Jamaica, said, I bet you she's a Scorpio.
Wow.
Real shit. Both my parents are Scorpios. Real talk. Both my parents are Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, and my granddaughter's a Scorpio. I know Scorpio. I know sex. And it's men out here, and they'll surprise you. You meet them at the club, and they'll surprise you. And they'll put the dick on you. You'll be dumb. You'll be looking for the nigga, what they say, in the daylight with a flashlight. Yeah,
in the daytime with a flashlight. Yeah.
With a candle, okay? You outside with the candle at wherever he be at. You in the trap house with a candle trying to find him just to get some more. You out there starting fights.
Wow.
Because he won't see you no more. You get possessive of the dick. You want to put it on the shelf. Put little flowers around it. It be like that. And can you tell me from a man's point of view, fat man, does that happen to men? Have you ever had some pussy so good to you just got to find out where the pussy is? You got a picture of it on your wall, your wallet.
Yeah. That shit be like heroin. You be scratching and shit, sweating. You know what I'm saying? going into convulsions and shit. Hey, you remember in the movie Ray when he was going cold turkey with the hairline and shit? Yeah, that's how it is when you get some good pussy. It's like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
All I seen was Martin Lawrence showing up in the club with his pajamas on, crazy.
Right, exactly. With the footies on and shit. 3 o'clock in the morning. Where the fuck she at? What the fuck do you mean I can't come up in here? And shit, her car out there in the parking lot. And shit, Gina, where the fuck you at?
Oh man,
you up in here?
Real nigga shit.
That's soda status right there. Shit.
Real nigga shit. I don't have a nigga climb through my window. I don't have a nigga climb through my window. This nigga, I woke up one morning. This nigga was beating on my feet, beating on my door with his hands and his feet at the same time. How he was doing it, I don't know.
Wow.
See, this nigga used to climb through. This, man, dude, and I ain't both boosting myself up. You know I got some pussy. Niggas be crazy. But this nigga would rob anybody he seen me smoking with. He would rob these niggas to the point where he would make them go home and bring him money back. Cause they was riding with me. I'm cool. I hang with everybody. And it was like every 2 months that he would rob everybody in the neighborhood, and then the next day give them their shit back. But because I didn't like him, cause he was annoying as hell, he like, oh, you gonna beat my girlfriend, or I'm gonna beat up everybody you like. Like we like in our 30s. Where they do that at, Pontiac?
Okay, he's in Pontiac. Wait a minute. Okay, now what I want to ask you women about is these men that do things on the strength of they might get some pussy. Now y'all get quiet. Y'all know what type of brother I'm talking about. That brother,
look,
that honey do this, honey do that.
I'm gonna personify him. Mm-hmm. He is Myron from the Players Club. Diamond, I spent a lot of money with you, Diamond. I had a dude. I used to sit on the porch. I used to live on this house, and it was on the corner. I used to sit on the porch, and I like cars, so I would watch the cars go by. So one day I'm in the house. This dude, he show up. He got flowers and some wine. I'm like, you been watching me, and I know I've been watching you, and I want to know. I'm like, nigga, I will beat you up. I watch every single car that go by here. I watch it. Don't come at my house with no flowers and you looking crazy as Cryptocuna like. No.
Oh, Lord.
Some dudes would just for the potential of getting some will go out their way and just do anything. Just anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not that serious.
I've seen shit like computers, jewelry, of course, money.
Yeah.
You know, clothes. Baby shit.
Yeah.
for somebody else's baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what I want to know to you women, and keep this shit 600. When you meet a motherfucker like that, what do you nickname that nigga? Besides sucker.
Thirsty?
I named him Fat Fred.
Bullshit.
Fat Fred ate my burrito.
Either he a sucker or a pigeon.
I'm going to give you a true story. I was in and out one day in Pontiac, and this dude, he was a little funny looking. You know, he wasn't that bad looking, but he was a little funny looking. He was counting money, and my eyes said, bling, he became my friend for the next 2 years. I can find him right now and get some money. And that was in 1996. Don't be stupid all your life. I mean, hey, if people giving away free food, get in the line, shit.
See, and I'm completely different. I am so completely different. I've been offered to be the kept woman. I've been offered a vehicle. I've been offered jewelry. I've been offered money. I've been offered numerous things. And I won't do it. I just won't
click
do it
on your
because to me...
Go friend me on Facebook, and I want you to click on the link, and I'm going to send you an e-slap. And as soon as you click the link, a hand going to come out and slap shit out of you.
Trust me, I've already been threatened numerous times. What do you think?
You said an e-slap.
It's just not in me. I just can't do it.
You said an e-slap.
If you can do it and you ain't got to have sex with them, get your money. If you ain't got to have, you ain't got to compromise your integrity. If you a beautiful woman and men want to treat you like a queen, you ain't got to have sex with them. Sometimes men just like to do nice things for women. That's just their nature.
Yeah.
Every man isn't out just to have sex with you. They might just want to do things for you. And if you set that bar where, okay, you can give me these things, but I'm not promising you anything. If that's what you choose to do for me, because, you know, I'm a Buddhist, and it could be a subliminal Buddhist principle to them that if they feel that if they give, then they'll receive. Sometimes people, men just want to love a woman, even if they don't have to have sex.
So here we go. Gina is now accepting gifts, monetary and otherwise.
Real nigga shit, Gina.
You stepped the game up.
Okay.
Wow.
You know? Keep it 600. You said keep it 600. I'm going to add it, double it up, and make it 12. We're coming for the whole clock.
Game.
If a man
want to
give you a gift, if you
okay,
next time
then, okay,
you turn down a gift.
Okay,
Okay.
All right, check this out. Don't mean to cut anybody off or anything like this. Check
Go
this
ahead.
Out. Do you feel that these days love, the word love is being more said than shown?
Love is a four-letter word like fuck shit damn.
Your lady's definition of showing love. If a man tell you I love you and you go show me instead of tell me.
Love
right.
is a verb.
What you expecting?
It's
right.
a verb.
Love is just a word. Love is a word. Now, I can tell you, fat man, I love you dearly. I care about you. You know, you're a true
right.
friend. You know,
right.
and I can tell you to your face, look you in the eye, and tell you that I love you.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, the word can be used loosely, but it is a word,
mm-hmm.
and it is a
mm-hmm.
it also is a feeling. And I, you know me, you know how I am. I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm a fat. I love my friends dearly, and I'll tell all my girlfriends.
Right.
I'll tell you know my kids on the daily. I'll tell you know my relatives that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I use the word so loosely is because I am a genuine lover. I really do love my friends
That's Scorpio
and my family.
Nature.
And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I do use the word. I use the word all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But,
no,
you know,
there's
I'm
four
truthful
different definitions.
And I'm honest when I do use it.
There's four different, if you look up the word term love, it's four different definitions. And there's, it's called eros, which is sexual love, agape, love for God, philios, which is fraternity, and storge, which is love for family. So love is a broad word that has been broken down to just be used as one term, but there, when the love word love was created, it was different parts to it. So if you say, I love you to your girlfriend as a feeling, a sexual feeling, I love when you do that, girl, and then you say, if you believe in God, and you say, I love you, God, that's a different form of love. You say, I love my children, that's a different form of love. I love my homeboys, that's a different form of love. So I just cut
right.
them all out, and I call it compassion. And compassion
right.
is wanting to see a person grow in whatever they do, you know.
Right.
And that can be family, friends, anybody. So I took the word, I took myself away from the word love, and now I show it. I still tell my kids, like, I love you, or tell my nephew, I love you, but it's my actions. Love is a verb, you know.
Okay.
Love is seeing somebody in your family that needs something and you helping them and not judging them. And love is seeing somebody on the street that's hungry and you show them love. And as far as you
right.
say, like, about women, love isn't just because we're in a relationship together. Some people get together based on economic insecurity because you have a
right.
broad living in the project and the dick you make man will come in and he'll move in, dick her down. He got a place to stay. That don't mean he love her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Just based
right.
on the dick
I'm,
you made, he got a place to stay.
You know, yeah,
that's
I'm passing
love.
Through. Yeah,
that's
right.
love for myself in a survival mode. Meaning I'm one step from being homeless because my dick got me where I think I don't need a job, so I got to use my dick to get a place to live and eat. Same thing with God.
So wait a minute. So you said if we as men still out there shooting craps with our dick, like, oh shit, I'm trying to get a hard seven, I'm trying to get a oh, fuck,
yeah,
crap out, give me my dick back.
Yeah,
I didn't
crap out.
Hold
on,
y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here with Gina and Ella. We talking about a little bit of everything right about now. We just went from, oh my God, my girlfriend had a girl, got a girlfriend, to what does a man say to his ex after they've been separated and she learns new sexual tricks and new sexual body movements. It's like, do we say anything? Do we not say anything or anything like that there? And we went from that to the brain is the biggest sexual organ and everything like that. Where in one show do you get all this information? You get it right here on Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man. We're going to be right back.
Thank you. to my bed.
Man up in here, Pillow Talk Radio, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We just got everybody checking in right now. Gina was telling me that everybody's listening and this and the other. Since Paula says that some guys just can't be taught to be romantic. Really? Tell Paula she need to stay out of grown folks' business. Don't be calling on the phone and shit, talking shit, and this, that, and the other, and everything. How you know if a man gonna be romantic? You don't show up when you get invited out, so you would never know. Okay? Tell her stay out of grown folks' business. Tell her sit back, stay out of grown folks' business, and this, that, and the other, because we're not gonna put out there what we said last week and everything, all on the phone, and this one, a three-way, and then everything like that. Yeah, that's this, that, and the other in the backyard and all that. We ain't even going to go there, sister. So you just got to sit yourself back, sister, and you got to be cool, all right? You know what I'm saying? You're in timeout. So, you know, for everybody that knows Paula from LVPPW, she's in timeout. So timeout for you, Paula. Big shout-out to Roxanne. We love you, Roxanne. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Big shout-out to Ella. You know what I'm saying? Sheesh, you know what I mean? Boy, everybody has something to say now. Go ahead, Gina. I know you got some shout outs and everything.
Oh, of course. Of course, Little Jamaica. And to Susan and Paula that showed up for our LVPPW meeting. Nobody else did, but okay. And Roxanne, of course. My midget out there listening, she always has something to say, but she never musters up the balls to call in. But that's okay. We love her
it's
still.
It's all good. It's all good. Hold on. We got a caller right here. Hold on. Area code 720-5416. Yo, who is this?
It's your boy, Jamaica.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's popping with you?
Slow motion, what's good, Pete?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Everything's good, man. We just sitting here, man, chopping it up like we always do on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? You know how we get down on Pillow Talk, you know what I mean? So what do you think about the first topic? How do you feel about that? What's your input? If your girl told you that she had a girlfriend, how would you feel about it? Or as Gina say, if you were already in a relationship and she told you, all you know, after you'd have been in this relationship for a while, that she had a girlfriend.
I think we lost her.
I don't know. There, did we lose it?
No, no.
Yeah, can you hear it?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's what's up. Like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying, flat out, regardless, it's cheating. Like I said, if I came home with, like, I got a boyfriend, so shit gonna hit the fan.
Right, so, yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
You're gonna be a little loose in the ass and shit, so stuff gonna hit the fan. Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, I feel you. You feel it's cheating. Okay, what if when you met her, she told you this?
I guess it'd be a little different, you know what I'm saying? Because that's you expecting, if it do happen, you won't be shocked, you know what I'm saying? So I guess
if a
person lets you know off the gate, you know what I'm saying, then you can't be mad or upset if the person, you know, got that opposite sex, you know what I'm saying, or the same sex that they dealing with. You know, you won't be no surprise. Can't be like, well, it ain't like I ain't tell you, you know what I'm saying, because I did tell you.
Right.
So I guess,
it
just depends on the situation. Like you said, everything's got to be a little different, like old girl said earlier.
Okay.
You got to break everything down, you know what I'm saying, and look at it from all angles and all aspects. And then I guess you'll know your real true answer.
Okay, now, question number two that I want to ask you, man-to-man shit, and this, that, and the other. You and your girl, y'all been dating off and on, and this, that, and the other, breaking up, and blah, 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 blah. One night, y'all get together, and she shoots a couple of new moves on you that she ain't never shot on you before and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, she, like, toot that ass up like she ain't never tooted it up before. You know what I mean? So, do we, A, as men, do we say something? Do we, B, leave it alone? Or do we, C, enjoy it and then kind of lead into it?
I'm going with D. I'm going to be like, damn, let's do that shit again. Especially, you know, man to man, I don't think no man is going to turn down no freakiness. You're going to be like, at first, like you say, D, if it was at that point, where you'd be like, damn, let's do that shit again. Or C, you'd be like, you know, the scary niggas is going to be the ones that be like, what the hell? Like I said, I'm in the category of the Scorpios, so that says it all right there.
Okay. So you're basically saying a man should be cool with it and just roll with it and this, that, and the other, accept it, and
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like you said, if it ain't that guy's cup of tea, then I guess, like she said, your girl, the other girl said earlier, the one that's not in your category. You got to find that one that fits for you. So like I said, if,
right.
obviously he wasn't with it, so you got to let that nigga go. Go find the one that's going to be with it.
All right, big guy. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. This is Pillow Talk Radio, my man. Little Jamaica, we got G-Spot on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We do it real big, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let Gina give up all the shout-outs and the monthly calendar of what's going on, what's going down, and everything. Of course, you know, we got the charity event coming up at the Geisha House. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be back after we pay these bills, y'all.
Fucked her to five. She swam in the pool. I smoked in the spa. Bel Air, we ball. You robbing Peter for Paul. Gotta keep it in dolls when killers sleep in your yard. I get it so fast on your sensitive ass. I'm up in the function, young nigga tipping his glass. My jacket expensive. It's made out of lizard. I fuck with E-40. That nigga been by this business. We going million for million. OG giving me game, BS all in my Cuban. Sprinkle me mine, fuck boy, been real. Big money, straight body, double M, E-40, rosé, straight water.
Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
Then
brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
My gold chain big like a monument. Music hella loud like an argument. Fly your head like a golf tournament. Hang it on the tree like an ornament. And I put that on my gap. 30R6 with the good tar strap. Put your face back like a plastic surgeon. Put you out of business like Mervin. Bitch blowing kisses. Flirt. He's off his baby lotion. If you're satisfying that botch, you ain't gotta pacify that botch. Take the training wheels off. Look, I'm never on time. I'm the last numeral. Probably gonna be late for my own funeral. Never been a square. Never been a cubicle. Used to sell drugs like a pharmaceutical. Used to sell drugs like a pharmaceutical. Got the green thumb. Put it down the middle. Put it in my lungs.
Early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
I have on point, I'm filled. That's that free throw. They said I burned my bridge. Cop speedboat. Young nigga ballin'. Fuck niggas don't like it. Got your bitch in the air. Legs crossed like man, I brush my teeth with champagne. Fuck your bitch wearing a chain. Big bite Chuck Phillip A. Lane. Got that D like Gary Payne. California, yeah. Coke boys, I yeah. Can't you see I'm hot? Stop talking in my ear. Swag Van T. Diamonds Van Cleef. I make 10 mil. Had me hot for 10 weeks. Stepping on it, gripping on it, whipping on that farm. Now I'm beating on it all night. Now I'm being ghost in the morning.
Early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me, 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 everything about me. Rolling, pocket swollen, riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch
man.
Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Problem come with the moles like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choker. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. What? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck grinding. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homie, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Talk Radio Live from Las Vegas. You got my girl G-Spot in the place to be. Big shout out to my girl Ella. She's finding, this look here, my girl Ella, she can find anything in the encyclopedia, Wikipedia, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Several different meanings on sex. She even looked up what the G-spot is, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? If we just want to get in-depth and direct, you know what I'm saying, with G-spot. G-spot, you in the building?
I sure am.
Okay. G-spot, I know we got a lot of stuff going on next month and things like that. Go on ahead and get your shout-outs and get a monthly report on what's going on and where everybody needs to be and what we need to be supporting.
Well, April 13th at 12 o'clock noon at here in Las Vegas, we're going to have our LVPPW annual picnic. So everybody's welcome to bring their families and come out to the park and, you know, barbecue and picnic. We'll have games for the kids. It's a family day. So, you know, bring the cards, bring the dominoes, horseshoes, whatever you want to play, and come out and enjoy a day. It'll be up at Shadow Rock Park off of Los Feliz and Cary. Like I said, April 13th, 12 o'clock noon. You know, come on through, have some water balloon fights, maybe play some kickball, do something, you know, have a good family day. And then May 10th, of course, you all know the LVPPW Spring Fling, our fashion show concert, will be held at the Geisha House on May 10th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. We'll have four performers, Mingo, Legion Solaris, Chosen One, and Patron Don. For those of you who don't know who these performers are, Mingo and Legion Solaris are local artists here in Vegas. Patron Don represents, you know, the West Coast, L.A. He'll be in the building.
Right.
He is Ice-T's nephew, and if you haven't heard any of his music, please look him up. Student of the Game, it's on sale now. Also, Detroit's Finest, Chosen One, he will be coming in from Detroit and representing the Midwest, representing the Big D. He'll be in with his his sister, who's also going to be performing, Keena Winters, so she'll be performing as well with him. And it's just going to be a really, you know, spectacular night. It's a BBW fashion show. We'll have plenty of vendors on hand, food and drink specials. So it's going to be a pretty big event. So I hope, you know, we'll get some supporters out there to come out and check it out. You know, for those of you who don't know what LVPPW, that's Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women. It is a BBW social group. You know, we try and promote size acceptance and, you know, motivate other women of size and encourage them to, you know, come out of their shell and be active participants in society so that stigma of, you know, fat, lazy, you know, women is abolished. You know, we don't need that stigma anymore. We're professional women. Some of us are, you know, working mothers. Some of us are single, you know, out there in society participating, paying our tax and doing our thing, you know. So, you know, and of course, we invite our Six Nation family to come out and enjoy
us
as well.
Exactly. And that goes the same thing for men, you know what I'm saying? You know, the big plus-size men, you know, the big fellas out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, we already got a strike on us from society, so this is why we encourage you guys to get out and get active in the community, get active in your plus-size community, you know what I'm saying? Because she's right, we do have a lot of myths and stigmas and untruths put on us because of our size. This is the reason why we do Pillow Talk Radio, because of we give you the rumor and then we give you the truth. So then that way you know for yourself, you know what I'm saying? And we're also trying to encourage you and encourage our people to look it up. Pick up a book and read it. Pick it up and learn and explore for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know, we haven't even got into our topics of agoraphobia, people that's afraid to come outside and they sit inside the house and they eat and eat and eat and eat and eat all day, and you wonder why they're 1,500 pounds, things like that. You'll be surprised at some of the things that me and Gina know about and that we talk about. We haven't even skimmed the surface yet. We haven't even begun. We're just down. We just still down, tootling around on the bottom and this, that, and the other, because let's really keep it 600. A lot of these topics that we do and that we talk about, a lot of you guys aren't ready for it because you're dealing with it yourself. But you got me and G-Spot will put ourselves out there, put our necks on the line because of we want to educate. The only way you can educate is you have to learn yourself. If you're not willing to learn and make change yourself, then we're just talking. It's just
very
another
true.
Show. You know what
very
I'm saying?
True.
So me and G-Spot are giving lived and long-lived experiences. This ain't shit we
right.
make up. This ain't stuff that we're trying to impress you with and things like that. Because me and her can sit and have a conversation. You see, me and her can sit and talk and act like don't when we forget whoever the fuck else is on the phone and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all pick up what we, you know, like they say back in the day, y'all pick up what we're putting down. Because ain't nobody else doing this. Everybody else is talking about, you know, how to get in the porn business and this, that, and the other, which, yeah, we're interested in that, and we're going to talk about that, too. But there's a time and a place for everything.
Right. I agree completely. The BBW world is, you know, it's starting to take over the regular size world, as they so
yeah.
say. But
yeah.
you know, yeah. And then the only way we'll be ever be truly accepted into society is by education and not being afraid to stand on your own two feet and say, yeah, I'm a big person and I'm proud of who I am, and either you accept me or you don't. You know,
right.
too bad
right.
for you.
Right. Don't be afraid to compliment somebody, anyone. Don't be afraid to compliment yourself and things like that. Like you said, if you can't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? How can you honestly look at somebody and say, I love you, I didn't say any other, and everything like that? You know, I mean, this is the time.
Not
when,
only that, but,
you know,
right, but not only that, who the hell's going to love you if you don't love yourself? You know, it's taken years for me to be able to stand up and be, you know, confident in my own skin and walk up
right.
to another plus size woman and say, hey, have you ever modeled? Have you ever, you know, done anything like a fashion show? Would you be interested
mm-hmm.
in modeling?
Right.
Would you come to
right.
my meeting and come and see what my group is all about? You know, I think
right.
you're a beautiful woman, and I think that you represent a majority of women out there. You know, the modeling world, you know, it used to be size 12 and over were too big.
Mm-hmm.
They were plus size. Now they're trying to say, oh, well, size 8 is a plus size. You know,
right.
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And so, you know, I encourage all plus size women
yes.
to be confident
yes.
in their own skin. Stand
yes.
up. Be proud of what
yes.
you have.
That's
I don't care
saying.
If you got
don't
one goal or four. Show them off.
Right.
You know,
right.
be proud
Show
of who
off.
You are. And right, exactly. Don't
Take
hide behind
forward.
Your friends in the picture anymore.
Right.
Stand in the front
right.
of that group and take that picture proudly.
Right, because you'll be surprised who's already looking at you. You'd be
right.
surprised who you may be already empowering because of your confidence, because of the way you dress, your style, your fashion sense, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. All of this is noticed in a plus-size woman, in a BBW woman. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Let's keep it 600. When plus-size women walk through the door at any club, any function, any event, all eyes are on them.
Right.
Because people,
right.
first of all, you got your people that want to see what you're wearing. You got your people that just want to see, oh, shit, they showed up. Then you got your haters and this and the other and everything. Dominate that.
Don't look very happy.
But all eyes
okay.
are on you. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you love yourself, y'all. This is one of the main things that we're just trying to get across. Because you can't start loving nobody until you love yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Jeannie, you got anything else? You got any other shout-outs?
No, I think I covered everybody. One more person. I want to thank Desiree. Desiree does some volunteer work for Pet Partners, I think it is, but she's out there helping us with our flyers and our business cards, and I want to give her a big shout-out and thank her and tell her how much I appreciate everything she's doing. She's a retired porn model. Porn star,
okay.
and
okay.
you know, she now does a lot of volunteer work for, you know, animals, you know, and people that need
okay.
help with getting their animals spayed and neutered and can't afford, you know, to maybe even buy them food. She's doing a lot of work with that, so I just wanted to give
okay.
her a big shout out and tell her thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for supporting us. And we would love to support groups and things like that. Just make sure you get in touch with G-Spot or myself on Facebook, inbox us, things like that. We are able to do live remotes. We are going to put together a Pillow Talk pool party this summer and things like that so we can get out and meet and greet people. It's time to get out of the house. This is one thing that we want to make sure we get across to our plus size and SSBBW community. Get out of the house. Stop hiding in the house. How do you expect to meet someone, or how do you expect to meet that man to find out if men are romantic or not if you're not getting out, or if you're not meeting someone, or if you're not willing? I mean, you women are the best judge of character. You know when a man is full of shit, and you know when he's sincere about meeting who you are, getting to know you. And you know when he's just out for a piece of ass. We all know this.
Right.
We're all adults. Right. That's one thing I think we all need to learn how to agree on, is that we're all adults. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny. It's so funny because, I'm on Tag. And Tag, as most of you know, is a social website where, you add people. And it's pretty much like Facebook. But, I mean, you know, I'm a plus-size woman, and I will post full-size body shots. You know, full face shots, body shots, whatever. I'm proud of who I am, the body that I'm in. You know, either you love me or you don't. I have over 1,000 admirers on there. I have over 1,000 men on there that are always contacting me, asking me out. If some of these women would just be real and be confident in themselves and don't worry about what you look like, because trust me, there are plenty of men out there that will love you just the size you are, and are attracted to you just the way you look. So, you know, a lot of these women need to come out of their shell and just get out there.
Right, exactly. You know, like they said, you know, love others the way you want to be loved and be treated. You know what I'm saying, and everything. So, you know what I'm saying. So, big shout out to everybody that's out there getting themselves together. Big shout out to my girl Ella Minotti. She's just been posting and writing, and I have to go to another show. Thank you for letting me be on. It's, you know, no problem, Ella. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Big shout out to my man Little Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? He always calls in every weekend. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing now here in Las Vegas and everything like that. So welcome, my brother. You know what I'm saying? We glad you're here. You know what I'm saying? And of course, big shout out and big ups to my lovely co-host, Ms. G-Spot, Gina. You know what I'm saying? It is a pleasure every weekend to do this show with you. I think we are making a difference in our community.
I think so too, Fat Man. And, you know, I love you and I cherish our friendship, and I'm so proud to say that I'm your co-host on this show, because, you know, I got your back, brother. I got your back.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do, sweetie. I know you do. I know you do. So listen, everybody, you know, we thank you all for listening to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Fat Man. This is my girl Gina,
like to give
G-Spot,
a shout out to
you know what I'm saying? So,
listen,
we're going
to
pay some bills, and we're going to catch y'all next week, all right? All right.
It's going to be one of